Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Radio.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house.
Hallelujah.
Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise. Your praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. Thank Hallelujah. You. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made a whole by God. Hallelujah. Let me say that one more time. You have joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made a whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah for all of you that have joined us on tonight, those that are on their way to the virtual service. I tell you, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for hallelujah, all of you. And we praise God. We just thank God for those who have decided, glory to God, to join us in our effort to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. And we thank God for that. We bless you in your home and everything you do because of that.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you. Underscore that, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to tell you this because you mean so much to us. Hallelujah. If you and a group of people get up and tell somebody, sit.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Tell somebody else, hallelujah.
I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Tell somebody else.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. As I love you with the love of the Lord.
May God bless you.
Bless you. The Lord.
With long life.
Yes, I bless
good health.
Bless
and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon
you. Tell somebody else.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
May the blessings of God be on your family.
Yes, I bless you.
On your children.
Blessing of the Lord.
May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil. And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King.
marvelous blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord.
Thank you.
I can see
hallelujah.
The glory of
hallelujah.
And I bless you
with the blessing.
Hallelujah. Again, glory to God. We welcome you to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're the Baltimore City Hallelujah Church of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. So, hallelujah. We are praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, God, for just you tuning in to hearing what thus saith the Lord through his instrument on tonight. And right now, glory to God. Yeah, Pastor Peaches, if you would share with us the housekeeping suggestion.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your highlighters. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we can write down the scriptures that the pastor's going to share. Hallelujah, and addresses I'm going to give you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going to use for communion elements, it's the meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Write down those names of people you want to stand proxy for. Hallelujah. Names you don't want to forget. It might be somebody you met over this past season. Hallelujah. And you know that they need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
So talk to them, and they'll say, please keep my family in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody you just know that needs a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we're in a new month and a new year.
Yeah.
We're in 2023, and you want to redo your alarms and redo most of those calendars, hallelujah, for 7 a.m. every morning for praise and worship.
Yes.
Y'all, we have a good time in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 7 a.m. every morning, praise and worship, hallelujah, every Tuesday until February. Hallelujah, 7 p.m. Hallelujah. We have Bible study. Wednesday, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. And on Sundays at 3 o'clock, we have our international service, our international victory service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In February, that will start our next semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. On the 4th Sunday of the month, Sundays, we have, that's when our visiting ministry will come in. And this month, it will be Dr. Herlene Russell. Hallelujah. And you always hear us mention her name when we're talking about Uganda. Hallelujah. And I'm sure she will be sharing her experiences in the mission field in Uganda. Please mark that date. After the service, we will have a fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. So come and enjoy some fellowship with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Free fellowship meal. Hallelujah. The first, second, and third Sundays of the month, we have Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
And the young people are being taught the Word of God by Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Ramey, another young person, and they will be arming the young people with the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Young people, you need the word of God. We are, as adults, our parents, hallelujah, we are mandated by God to teach to you the word of God. Hallelujah. If we don't teach you, God's going to get us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's our job. Hallelujah. So come out, parents, bring your children out. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, they will be able to share with us what they have learned and gone over. Hallelujah. And some script, they'll be able to quote some scriptures by heart to share with us what they learned that first, second, and third Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. When you come, don't forget to bring your pennies, the drop into the jar, our pennies for Uganda jar. Hallelujah. And when you get a chance, don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org. Hallelujah. And see what the church's mission and vision is. Hallelujah. And also we have a GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. And that is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. We are believing God for great and mighty things. We are believing God for a church building that has a large sanctuary, a full-size kitchen, and rooms that we can use as offices, and a childcare center, and classrooms.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We believe in God for also washing stations in northeast, south, and west of in Baltimore City so that the homeless will be able to wash, be able to shower, and we want to be able to feed them, and we want to be able to give them fresh clothing to wear. They are special unto God also. Hallelujah. The scripture says, when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gain your seed. When you are blessing the people of God or sowing your seed into the household of faith, name your seed and watch God bless you with what you need. Hallelujah. So we're believing God for great and mighty things. Please be on board with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I believe that's all, Pastor. But if you would like to sign up for the Institute of Biblical Learning, please give me a call at 443-416-1201 or send a text to that number to let me know that you would like to be a student for the next semester. Hallelujah. And we'll make arrangements for you to get the class paid for and all that. And believe it or not, y'all, next semester it's all virtual. The pastor said no term projects. Everything will be, even your tests and everything will be virtual. Hallelujah. That's going to be different. Hallelujah. But we've been learning so much in the Institute of Biblical Learning. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. To the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. And again, if you want to sow into the hallelujah. If you want to sow into some good ground, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can, if you have Cash App, you can do $, capital T, all the other letters are lowercase, PHCPWC.
Hallelujah.
Cash App, $, capital T, lowercase, all the other letters, PHCPWC. And we'll get it. Hallelujah. We thank you so much. And God has blessed us. And we thank all of we thank all of you that sown into this good ground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, did you know that we've almost sown over 2,000 American dollars to hallelujah, the missionary work in Uganda? We've sown almost $1,000, hallelujah, to Our Daily Bread. We have sown... I don't know what the count is on the Pacific Garden Missions and St. Jude, but we have sown into the kingdom.
God knows. We
are a giving church.
Thank you.
Because God is a, hallelujah, God is a giving God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank God for that. We thank God for what he has done. And you know what, Pastor Peters? Thank God for those who have prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. When we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves, somebody called out our names to the Father God. The word of the Lord says, the perpetual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. The word of the Lord says he inhabits the praise of his people. We pray for others. And they have prayed for us. I don't know where we'd be if somebody hadn't prayed for us.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to put people's names up through the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we pray, as we play the selection, the prayer, we want you to join us and begin to put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings.
Thank you, God.
Yes, we won't be able to hear that, but God is going to hear, because you're doing that for God. You're doing it to bless those folks, to have God bless those folks. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we now place people's names up into the atmosphere. And we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Over them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Right now. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Have the peace. Hallelujah.
Over it.
Hallelujah. We bless. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Linda and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and
in the name of
Alan and Danya.
Dominique, Danielle.
And
Kimberly, Kimberly.
All the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of them.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little
Hallelujah.
Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monique.
Hallelujah.
And Juliuson.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, grand.
And little Mitchell.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, Dominique.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Tiny
Thank
and
you.
Another Tiny and another Tiny.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray
for
Dominique and Dominique and Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray for We pray for Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and one more Earl. Hallelujah. We pray for Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon and Tavon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray for Kimberly and another Kimberly and another Kimberly.
Hallelujah.
And another Kimberly. We pray for her. We pray for Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela. We pray for Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle. Glory to God. We pray for Joyce too. Hallelujah. And another Tavon and Maurice. Hallelujah. For Mother Dolores Harrison. Hallelujah. Angie and Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald. All the relatives of the whole family of God. For their we pray for our elder T.D. Stevenson and Justin and Dominique and all the grandchildren. We pray for Donovan and Malachi. Hallelujah. Glory
in the name
of all of the grandchildren of Hallelujah. Julie. Hallelujah. Pray for Jerry Cleveland and Rakim and the entire family of Annette James and siblings, uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins of
Jerry.
Hallelujah. Pray for Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Apostle, Dustin Harper, First Lady,
hallelujah,
glory to God. Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah, we pray for the
hallelujah,
Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, hallelujah. Pastor Tom Flynn, First Lady. Pastor Don Freeman, First Lady. Pastor, Pastor, hallelujah, Jason Roseborough, and First Lady. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lance Somerville, and First Lady. Elaine, hallelujah, glory to God.
In the name of
Jesus. We pray for Daniel and Danny and Jacqueline, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Sharon, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for Arlene, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray. Hallelujah. We don't know what we should pray for as we are, but the Holy Spirit does and makes an exception for us.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. We pray for Malachi, and another Malachi, and Xavier, hallelujah, Jaheim, and Emmanuel, hallelujah, and Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, and Nicholas, and Dami, hallelujah, Evelyn, oh God, Lorena, hallelujah, Pastor, hallelujah, Chris Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, Lorena, hallelujah, bless you,
hallelujah, Bertrand Johnson,
glory to Bertrand
Johnson,
Marion, hallelujah, glory to Crenshaw, hallelujah, glory to Bertrand Johnson, hallelujah, praise you, Lord, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you,
yes. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles,
yes.
Blessings, power,
yes.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Father.
And after the next selection,
Jesus, free.
The next voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Petersburg with the Children's Corner on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you.
Me to escape a whole lot Well, at the time, it was called Junior High School. Back in my day, it was called Junior High School.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. I don't feel old. I don't call myself old, whatever.
Hallelujah.
God's for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear you, Dr. Bird. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But God allowed me to escape a whole lot of things that the young people went through and is still going through. And just one of the articles that was in the news today, we didn't have articles like that back in my day. Hallelujah. On a half a day, or when the children got out, shootings and five and six today, five people was shot, and five young people, young people. We have to. Sometimes look, Psalms 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of
ungodly."
That's Psalms 1:1a. This is the first part of that scripture. So sometimes you may want to hang with your friends and all, and you may want to you may get out of school early, and a lot of times Wednesdays in some places it's a half a day. But you know what? You know what? You stick close enough to the Lord so God can put a prompting in your spirit when something get ready to break off, something crazy get ready to jump off, something that somebody get ready to get hurt, something get ready to go down. And God, you know what? And God will lead you in the opposite direction.
Yes.
And I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
He will lead you in a path that nobody else may be going. And you'll be able to look over at the confusion and the trouble. But you won't be a part of it. Hallelujah. And you won't have your parents worrying about you, hallelujah, because they'll know that you took in the counsel that they gave you. And you'll be able to call your parents and say, "Hey, Ma and Dad, I'm fine. Such and such is happening, is going on, but I'm fine. I'm in such and such a place."
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:33, don't be misled. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Don't worry about your friends calling you different names or whatever because you're not following them. You're not going along with them. Okay? You hear what they talk about. You hear their conversations. It's like y'all don't you don't even talk the same things that they talk.
That's right.
Why are you gonna hang with them? Why are you gonna hang with them? Because you want a friend. You don't want them to call you or to think of you in certain ways. Let the people talk. Let your friends think whatever they want to think, honey. Let them think, let them talk, whatever they want to talk, whatever they want to think. When I was growing up, when I was in church, there was a poem that said, "Let the people talk." And you know what?
Mm.
No matter what, they're going to talk. If you do good, they're going to talk. If you do bad, they're going to talk. If you hang with them, when you leave them, they're going to talk.
Uh-huh.
And you know what they're going to be saying about you because you hear them talk about you, other people that don't hang with them. And other people, they be looking at, who do they think he is? They think they're better than somebody else, than this, and that. You don't want to be around that. And your parents have already shared with things with you, how young people think, what they do, stuff they get into. Your parents at one time were your age, believe it or not. They were your age at one time. Wow. And Ephesians 5:1-2 says, be followers of God. In verse 2, it says walk in love. Walk in love. There's a way to say everything. So when your friends trying to get you to hang out with them, you know what? Sometimes you may have to say, you may have to say no to your friends. Oh, hey, y'all, I'm going to have to catch y'all tomorrow in first period, in our first class, because my mom and dad told me to come home today. Mm-hmm. Okay? Wow. I catch y'all later. You know, Hit me around 7 to 8 o'clock on the phone, okay? I'll talk to y'all later. And get away from them. Get away from them. They are your school friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You may have to allow the conversation, the friendship to be just in school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be in school. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
watch who you hang with. Watch who you there's also a cliche that says birds of a feather flock together.
Mm.
You don't. If you know that your friend's bad company, you don't want to be known as that. You don't want to be known with that or to have that name, especially if that's if they don't have the same home upbringing that you had. If they're not in a safe home, a sanctified home, you're not even going to see their way in, or they're not going to see your way in anything. Okay, it's just like y'all. You're gonna be like oil and water. Ain't gonna mix. Can't mix. You're gonna think godly, and they're gonna think secularly, or the way the world thinks. Mm-hmm. They can't think godly if that's not how they're being brought up. Okay, so therefore, follow the instructions that your parents have given you. Hallelujah. And you know what? When things happen in school or places of danger, don't you know what? You'll be already covered because you have already, your parents have already told you to come home or have already, and plus if your parents like mine, that before you go out to school in the morning, that she is anointing you with oil and asking God to cover you with the blood of Jesus and everything. And Ephesians 6:1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Okay? When you listen to your parents, you follow their instructions, hallelujah, and you're honoring God, you won't be the one hit by the bullet. Okay? Bullets don't have any names on them. Hallelujah. God will cover you, young people.
Hallelujah.
Because God loves you, and he loves your parents. Hallelujah. And he wants you to live long enough to be a testimony. Believe you me, you'll be able to testify to others. Say, hey, I listened to my parents, and hey, I'm able to say God protected me that day. I'm going to share something with you. I remember there was a day, and I went to Douglas High School. The day that I was absent from school, that was the day there was a shooting in the cafeteria. And it seemed like maybe once or twice something like dropped in my spirit. And I loved school. I would cry if I couldn't go to school. But there was, I think once or twice, I just desired to just stay home. And my mother allowed me to do it. I had perfect attendance, but except for some reason, and don't you know that was the time something would happen at school. I would say, thank God. But that was God. That was, I guess, putting that down in my spirit to stay home today. And I was saying, thank you, Jesus. And they would have the cafeteria door open when we were being there. And it's always the first time for everything. We didn't have to worry about young people bringing guns to school or anything like that, whatever. But it's always the first time. And that day, someone had a gun. I said, thank you, Jesus. God will always protect you. When you honor God, God will honor you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You all be blessed of the Lord. Young people, keep your hand in God's hand. And I would like to make an announcement. I have, information about some summer jobs for the young people. If you would like that information, please call me after we go off the air at 443-416-1201. And I'll send me a text or text me, and I can send you the information about the summer jobs information that I have. And one of them is YouthWorks. The YouthWorks, everything opened up yesterday for the application, so you may even want to that's one of the things. But I have some more information about it. Some summer jobs for young people somewhere else. If you like that information, please give me a call when we go off the air. Thank you. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on today. Hallelujah. tonight.
Thank you.
And the Children's Corner is always sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. The Good News Youth Club is Children's Church Plus.
Yes.
And that's some extra. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the Children's Church Plus, the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And children, I want you to learn this. I pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father,
yes,
whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church.
Mm-hmm.
That includes us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven. In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Salvation and glory, glory and power belong
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we invite all the children and everyone to join us in the mornings at 7 a.m. for morning worship.
Amen.
We have been blessed by a four-year-old named Mayan.
Yes.
Who sung the B-I-B-L-E.
Yes.
And also she quotes the Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Quotes the whole.
Hallelujah.
Oh, children, you are a blessing. You hear a lot of people say, the children are a church for tomorrow. No, you're the church for today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need your blessing, your anointing today. Hallelujah. So join us in the morning. Tell Mom, I got to tune in. The number to call for morning worship is 720-527.
Hallelujah.
5952. And the access code is 103-4545.
Yes.
Again, the number to call for morning worship at 7 a.m. Set your alarm so it's 6:55 so you can join us from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
720-527. 5952, and the access code is 103-4545. And, of course, join us on Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Yes.
We'll have a live service at 3 p.m.
Thank you, Jesus.
Join us for service.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You can call the same number you called today to join us in this service.
Hallelujah.
Also, hallelujah, we have a lot. Service, so you can meet us at 3007 Iona Terrace.
Thank you, Jesus.
I-O-N-A, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214 at 3 p.m.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, of course, use the side or rear entrance.
Thank
God bless you real good. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pastor Peaches, again, thank you for hallelujah, the Children's Corner on this evening. And I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peter.
Yes, Pastor.
Hopefully you know the answer to this.
I hope so, too. Let me come easy.
Why was 11 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
And 10, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. Okay, that's what's for you, children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Pastor Peter, what time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. It's time for the meal that heals. It's time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Yes.
I lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Verses 23-30. In the text on this evening, the word of the Lord says to examine yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
And we do just that. When we were children, whenever we would hear the elders or the deacons or the pastors talk about it's Holy Communion time, we would check ourselves out.
Amen.
And so we're going to do that right now. We're going to ask God for forgiveness. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah's Tsidkenu. Hallelujah. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord. We examine ourselves in the light of your word, Lord, for understanding, clarity, and revelation. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed out your sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us.
Thank you, Father.
Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Yes.
Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, hallelujah, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves,
yes.
Healing to ourselves,
yes.
Life to ourselves.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, O God. It's your word, O God. Psalms 138, verse 2. On the same night, and with the Lord Jesus Christ, was betrayed.
In remembrance,
he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And remember your blood.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Isaiah 4:18. Thank you, Holy Ghost. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your word declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. Right now. All over the world, right now. And that home, that hospital, that tent on the side of the street, and that car, that vehicle, hallelujah, on the job. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now, in Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And on the same night, hallelujah. in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Thank you, Lord. He took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
We take this bread.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your body
thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Exodus chapter 12, verse 23,
and
13 and 23. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our profiles and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every shell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every shell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom
machine.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're defeatable in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding glory to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nee.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Well, blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, Lord. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For giving 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory and the power. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Pastor Peaches, if you would read the addresses on this evening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Malachi 3, 10 to 12. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, I can.
Malachi 3, 10 to 12. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Acts 20, verse 35. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and St. John chapter 10, verses 31.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I need you to put another scripture, but in front of all those scriptures, put John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24.
Okay. Alrighty.
Praise God. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to even the addresses
Amen.
Of the scriptures in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Peach.
You're welcome, Pastor.
This is part 3. Of a series we began 3 weeks ago. The title of the message is The Power of Living in the God Zone. The power of living in the God Zone.
Living in the God.
Tell somebody, there's power
in
living in the God Zone.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
There is power in living in the God Zone.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And we talked about how every man, woman, boy, or girl simultaneously live in three zones.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you, on this side of the dirt, if you still walking, talking, or breathing, you're living in three zones simultaneously. And we talked about this. Just for a review, you live in a time zone.
Mm-hmm.
There are 24 time zones globally in the world. You live in one of them. Hallelujah. You live in a postal zone.
Mm-hmm.
There are tens of thousands of postal zones. That's how mail can go from one place to another, from one city to another, from one state to another, from one country to another. There are postal zones all over the world. You live in a postal zone. I know somebody says, well, I live in a zip code. ZIP stands for Zone Improvement Plan or Program.
Amen.
You live in a postal zone. The third zone you live in simultaneously is that you live in a life zone. You still breathing? You're in a life zone. There are four life zones. For those who've heard parts one or two, you've got this. For those who are new, the four life zones, number one, the twilight zone. Number two, the dead zone. Number three, your comfort zone. And number four, the God zone. The God zone can also be a center for the God zone is the love zone, the Christ zone, the kingdom zone, the blessing zone. Hallelujah. Those in the twilight zone, those are the neurotic and psychotic. Neurotic builds an imaginary castle in the sand.
Mm-mm.
The psychotic is the one that lives in it.
Mm-mm.
Totally oblivious to reality at all.
Wow.
Then you got the dead zone. And you're familiar with dead zone because when you're on your cell phone and you go certain place, you can't get no connection. I get no bars. There's nothing. I don't get no reception.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just depending on myself. You got a Babylonian philosophy. Your whole life is dealing with you, you, yours, yours, you, us four no more, nothing else.
Mm-mm.
The solution to all your problems has nothing to do with God at all. You're in a dead zone. Hallelujah. No reception. Choice, by the way. Then you got the comfort zone. You got the comfort zone. It's where you're comfortable. You may even have turned yourself over to the Lord, but you don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
You're still a babe in Christ. You're still acting like you acted when you were a sinner. You still have the same habits you had when you didn't know Christ. And then you don't have a desire to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a desire to put up effort to be spiritually mature.
Because
you're in your comfort zone. You just do what you feel like doing. You don't pay tithes. You don't go to church. You just do what you feel like doing. You go anywhere else you want to go. But you don't do what God said do. Then you got the God zone. Of course, the only ones in the God zone are those who accepted Christ as their personal Savior, and they make an effort to please God.
Thank you, Jesus.
They deliberately, intentionally do things to grow spiritually. They don't fall back on alibis. See, they left their alibis in the comfort zone. They left their alibis in the dead zone. They definitely left their alibis in the twilight zone.
Mm-mm.
In the God zone. Their mantra is that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens
me. Yes.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
Their mantra is that God and I are the majority. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about the blessing zone,
oh, yes.
God zone.
Man.
We honed in on the blessing. Now, we shared with you that God reigns on the just and the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
People in the twilight zone get a blessing from time to time. People in the dead zone get a blessing from time to time. People in the comfort zone get a blessing from time to time. Because he reigns on the just and the unjust.
Mm.
Mm. But there's something about living in the God zone. It don't stop raining. Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Blessings keep coming.
Hallelujah. And add
because.
Oh, yes.
You are the blessing.
Yes. Yes.
In the twilight zone, sometimes people are looking for a blessing.
Mm.
In the dead zone, somebody's looking for a blessing. Even in the comfort zone, they're looking for a blessing.
Mm.
But in the God zone, you are the blessing.
Amen.
You are the fulfillment center.
Mm.
Where others are blessed. Your home is blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
The community is blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your school is blessed. Your church is blessed. Because you live in the God zone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you.
Can you read that first scripture?
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Malachi 3.
Nope.
I'm sorry. John 4, 23 and 24.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I didn't turn to it. Thank you, Jesus. John 4. 23 and 24.
And it says, I need to understand, this is the God zone, folk. Because the comfort zone, folk, they're based in their flesh. They still hooked up on flesh.
Yes.
So, the school, something came out about, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, hooked on phonics.
Mm-hmm.
Folk in the twilight zone, the dead zone, and even the comfort zone, they hooked on flesh. Go ahead.
Says, but the hour cometh, and now is,
mm-hmm.
when the true worshipers shall worship.
Come on, stop right there. True worshipers
shall worship the.
Okay, stop right there. People in comfort zone, they're perpetrating a hoax. They're either fooling us, or they're fooling out themselves. They're not fooling God. They will tell you, I support you. I do this, I do that. And they do nothing. But what feels good to them, what's comfortable, they're in the comfort zone. Go ahead.
Mm. To worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Stop. Truth. If it ain't in the Word, if it's not substantiated by the Word, it ain't truth. Because truth. Is God's truth.
Hallelujah.
That's the God song. Go ahead.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him.
Wait. May worship him.
No, must worship
him. Could worship him.
Must worship him in spirit and in truth.
This is not a request. This is a commandment, y'all. And some of the things that, let me just interject this. In order for you to grow in God, you have to have a coachable, teachable spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks don't want to be taught because they want to stay in their comfort zone because what I do is all right because God told me. It is a lie, and God didn't tell you not to come to church. He may tell you not to come to a specific church because they're not, the spirit left there a long time ago. He declared Ichabod on that church.
Mm.
But he said, fail not to assemble yourselves together. You go everywhere else you want to go. Why can't you come to church? Oh, well, it's too cold. It's too hot. I don't have nobody that can bring me. And you go spend hundreds of dollars wherever you want to. You don't pay tithes. Part of tithes is not yours.
Amen.
To do it as you please. I only get a little bit. And part of that little bit belongs to God.
Amen.
You're messing with his money.
Amen. Let him bless the rest of it. Amen.
And you're looking for a blessing. And you will get a blessing. But I like to be the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more.
The next scripture is Malachi 3:10-12.
Before you start reading, this is the bridge, not to nowhere. This is a bridge to a life of the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Folks don't know, you paying tithes and your offering and to his house is a bridge to becoming the blessing. It's your labor pay. Does it hurt sometimes? When you got bills piled up, you said, well, maybe I'll pay tithes next week. Or maybe it's not your decision. It belongs to God. And I love somebody say, well, that's the Old Testament. Yes, Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament. So what did he change? The thing that he took out of the Old Testament was the curses. But he left the blessing and put it in the New Testament, the new agreement, the new covenant. You want to become the blessing.
Amen.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your family, your friends, your community. This is the bridge. Go ahead. Read.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse.
Some of the tithes.
Bring ye all the
tithes. Only ones that I think I want to give up.
Oh.
Go ahead.
That there may be meat in mine house. And prove ye now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Stop right there. Understand what God's amount that you bring into his house gets put corporately with others so we can bless the blind children in Uganda. So we can build a hospital, so we support a hospital, so we can support a worldwide program that gets the word to everybody that wants a copy of our daily bread. So we can support the homeless, not just here in Baltimore, but even in Chicago.
Amen.
And other places. The enemy wants to attenuate you. Attenuate means devalue you. Oh, you only get $100 a month, so that $10 won't be missed. Yes, it will. Because that, your tithe is a key that unlocks a door. Let me put it another way. Your tithes and offering unlock a door. Let me put it another way. Your tithes and offering unlocks a window. Go ahead and read some more.
Hallelujah. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine catch her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, back there up in verse 11, what did it say in verse 11?
And I will rebuke the devourer.
Okay, verse 10, what did it say there?
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse,
huh?
That there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you.
That's what I'm looking for. Open up. What's that one on?
The windows of heaven.
Oh, wait a minute. Open up the windows, open up the doors of heaven.
The windows.
The windows. And pour you out.
A blessing.
And the blessing that comes out, but it's leading a parade. This is a drum major of the parade that's coming out that window. It's going to be rebuked to devour for your sake. And the things that rebuking the devourer does. But go ahead and read some more.
that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah. Read one more scripture.
And all nations call you blessed.
Why would they say that?
Ye shall be a delightsome land, the Lord of hosts.
Because you have turned yourself from receiving a blessing. You cross the bridge from receiving a blessing to being the blessing.
Amen.
And the whole earth can see. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
Genesis 12, 1, 2, and 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee.
Stop. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Saul found that out.
Every time.
Obedience. Do what God said do. I don't feel like it. I really don't feel God is saying that. You in your opinion, and a dollar might not even buy a cup of coffee now.
Amen.
You're supposed to be a child of the king. You stay in his word. What did his word say?
Hallelujah. And I will make of thee a great nation.
Come on now.
And I will bless thee.
Stop. That's the blessing. He just said, I will give you a blessing. A is singular. Blessing. See, when you ever see the blessing, I heard a preacher say this. I think it was Bill Winston say this. You capitalize blessing. Because that's plural, and that means you. You have become the blessing. Go ahead, read some more.
And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Ooh. And you will be turned into a fulfillment center. There's some of us in Christendom, we in the comfort zone. Our prayers are, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Gimme, 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 my name is Kimmy. And then we think we're on the right road when we get a blessing. No, when you become the blessing, not just a time, but all the time, and you strive, you put up effort to grow spiritually, in other words, mature in God, not wise in your own eyes, but wise in the spirit. Don't copy what the devil did, because I had one person give me a scripture. I'm trying to show the light to them, and they gave me a scripture. That's what the devil did. But I stayed in the word of God. What did God say? Hallelujah. They tried to twist the scripture for their own hand, for their own need. So they can be rationalized. I'm right. Everybody wanted. But I'm going to tell you right now. Y'all don't heard it. I don't know if you missed it before. I am not right all the time. And I tell folks, excuse my dust, because God ain't finished with me yet. Sometimes when you see a building being built and they're working in the foundation, there's some dust that gets in the air. Excuse my dust. I preached a sermon on that one time. Excuse my dust. I have a coachable, teachable spirit. But see, I got a Noah in my Noah.
Hallelujah.
I got something deep down on the side of me. when some folks are strayed from the Word of God and they start talking about their feelings and flesh stuff, I know it ain't spiritual stuff. Because God says he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why some folks, I know where they're coming from. I don't want to hear that. I share the word. They don't want to hear the truth. So they stay in their comfort zone. And they suffer. And time to time they get blessed. A blessing. God did not put you here to get a blessing. God put you here so you can be the blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In
Amen.
The God zone.
Amen.
Shock out of the vocal.
Thank you.
Read on. This is the truth. It's a fact, Jack.
Yes.
You know, don't get mad at me. I didn't write this book, and I came too late to change it.
Now, will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
I'm going to tell you something. Jesus fulfilled the old covenant, the Old Testament, the old contract. He removed the curse from the law. You said this was Jesus. I'll tell you something. I believe that God is going to bless you, give you a blessing.
Thank you.
And the curses have been removed by Christ even before the law of Moses was set. But here's the key. You want the blessing.
Amen.
You want the blessing. You do not allow the enemy to trick you thinking that your absence doesn't mean anything. That don't let the enemy say to you that it's okay to miss it because you do so much more. Saul. God said, go attack the enemy, kill everybody, don't leave nothing standing, not even the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what Saul did. He won the battle, but he allowed to save animals. He saved some people. And because he was disobedient, God said, I can't use you. That ended your reign, brother man. I can't use you. Not because God did something, but because you were disobedient. And then you tried to rationalize it. Well, they kept animals so they could use them as sacrifices. God didn't say that. God didn't say to save this brother. I think it was Amalekite. He said, God didn't tell you to save it. And he said, kill everybody. And we know years later, dealing with Esther, Haman was a descendant of the folk that were supposed to have been slain. There weren't supposed to be any descendants. And they tried to kill every Jewish person years later because of disobedience. Don't tell me you serve God if you can't be obedient. The Bible says you're a liar. I did not write that. I did not say that. I'm just repeating what the word said. If you got an argument, you go to the manufacturer. You deal with the writer of the word. Because God wants you to be living in the God zone, the blessing zone, because your family depended on you.
Amen.
Give
community is depending on you. If everybody that named the name of the Lord in this city of Baltimore,
hallelujah,
would live in the God zone,
thank you, God,
will be a fulfillment center.
Thank you, Jesus.
Crime would go down so drastically that everybody in the world would be paying attention.
Yes, yes.
And this place would be called a delightful land.
Mm.
I'm going to do part four on Sunday.
Glory, glory, glory.
Because y'all got to get this. Because I'm waiting for folk to say, I receive the word of God.
Yes, yes.
There are seven pillars of wisdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
The first one is have a coachable, teachable spirit. But we can't tell you nothing being the Holy Ghost because you know everything.
Mm. Mm.
And then you wonder why we don't call you like we did before. Because you know everything. And everything you say out of your mouth is like the Bible. Well, I'm going to tell you, everything I say out of my mouth, although I love it to be like the Bible, everything, if it ain't standing on the word of God, it ain't right.
Amen.
It ain't a solid rock. It ain't standing. And the reason why I use so many scriptures is because I'm not deviating from the word. Because life is an open book test.
Amen.
And the subject of life is love. And I share this with you because I love you.
Yes.
If I didn't care, this is why you look at parents. They don't correct their children. They don't discipline their children because they don't love them. But God will discipline you.
Yes.
With love.
Yes.
Because he cares for you.
Yes.
But if you don't want to receive it, his hands are tied. I've got more blessings I want to give. I told one person, said, look here, tell me how much it costs to get your vehicle on the road so you can travel. Because I was led to give them. If it took thousands of dollars, I was led to give them thousands of dollars. They haven't come back to me yet and said anything. God said, that offer's off the table now. Because they're in the comfort zone. It's comfortable to do what you feel like doing when you feel like doing. Y'all don't understand this. But it's an effort for me to do what I do. Every day of the year, for years, 7 o'clock in the morning, get up and go to my office. I thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I'm saying to myself, thank you, Jesus. I'm calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because it's comfortable, but because I made a vow, to the Lord, and I'm not going to take it back. I'm going to stand on the wall, and I won't come down.
Hallelujah.
Until Jesus said, it's finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop being lazy Christians. We're going to preach that sermon one day. I thought it was going to be on Sunday. But I got to finish this with part four. Because y'all got to understand God loves you. He wants to bless you when you tie his hands up when you're disobedient. You tie his hands up when you don't honor.
Hallelujah.
And respect the leadership. When you say things like, I'm an honorary member, does not honor God. He wants you to commit. You say you're a Christian. Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his scoffer. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his love doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted. Planted, not walking up and down the street, going where it feel like going. That bringeth forth fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither. The children won't even wither. They will be blessed. And whatsoever they do shall prosper. Because they are the blessing.
Amen.
Trees planted by water will always be green.
All right.
Birds can come and build their nest in it because it's going to be there. Because it's planted. Hear the word of the Lord to you today. I'm speaking to you. Yes, you. You better obey because obedience is better than sacrifice. Every now and then you throw up something and you think God's going to take that. He said, pay your tithes. And offer that he may open up the windows of heaven. That pours out the that's a bridge to you being the fulfillment center. Where people will come to you all the time. And you have something to give them because you've been blessed to be a blessing. Shakara Nabosha. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. But I tell you, boy, shakara. I think you better take over now and pray for these folks. Cause the word said, "Kate, I'm gonna keep going." You know, I cut it. Go ahead, Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight. We hope that y'all are able to join us in the morning prayer where God visits us. We have a good time in the morning. And we thank God for morning prayer. Thank God for you joining us tonight, and we hope to join us in the morning. Hallelujah. And if you would like to have Jesus Christ in your heart, if there's anyone out there that would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, Lord God. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah, that you raised Jesus from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, I will make you my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Join us on Sunday for part four of this teaching, y'all. Because God wants you to grow spiritually. God wants you to mature, have his wisdom, not man's wisdom. Not the Babylonian philosophy. I do what I feel like doing, and no matter what you say, but God's wisdom. God bless you all. We love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed to the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
If you want to talk to us after service, you can call. If you want to talk to me, call 443-416-1352. Because I ought to get a phone call from somebody.
And if you'd like to register for the classes that start in February, please dial 443-416-1201. Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.